solidarity turns the tide. Damned clever. In fact, downright diabolical. Run gigantic deficits by endless borrowing to finance imperial wars while minimizing taxes for corporations and the wealthy, many of which profit enormously from these catastrophes, bailing out corrupt, if not criminal, bankers along the way, and subsidizing their bonuses. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then, after this looting spree, when the till is practically tapped out, nothing remaining but a humongous IOU in the form of crushing interest payments on the debt, state and federal treasuries essentially bankrupted, then use this carefully crafted so-called budget crisis to justify all manner of rollbacks, service cuts, entitlement reforms, public sector union contract collective bargaining renegotiations. Basically, eliminate or greatly reduce funding for any programs that actually benefit anyone not already obscenely rich. Correct me if I'm wrong. Well, the class warfare strategists, pinstripe looters, and the politicians and judges on their payroll almost got away with it. Then, people in Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and other places that turned out to be not so far away started waking up and taking brave stands and setting good examples, activating the contagious democratic spirit. And soon, huge numbers of concerned Wisconsin citizens gathered repeatedly in the cold to resist Walkerism, the attempt by the billionaire Koch brothers' stooge to scapegoat workers for fiscal calamity. That's right, blaming the victims, and in the process, trying to erase Wisconsin's cherished progressive tradition. Correct me if I'm wrong. Damned clever, in fact, downright diabolical. But we're awake and brave, inspiring others in struggles yet to come as we've been inspired. Solidarity turns the tide. Solidarity turns the tide. Solidarity turns the tide.